ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN
107.3. And good morning, Mid-Missouri. Welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show right here on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3 in beautiful, beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I'm your host today, filling in for the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, Matt Glenn. And joining me, as usual, in our studio is our co-host, Mr. Colin Fisher, also producer, the man that wears many, many hats. Good morning, Mr. Colin.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here this morning.
Indeed. Glad to be here.
You can join us every Saturday from 9 a.m. right here on Mid-Mo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous shows. If you have something that you would like to add to the show, give us a call at 573-364-1045. Or don't forget, you can text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And once again, we encourage anybody that would like to send things in. We've got some nice little prizes that we've been working on to give away. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten all of our shirts in yet, but we've got some, you know, Mid-Mo Smoke Show shirts that are coming. Josh from Yummy Tummy Barbecue has donated a few hats for us to give away. The pitmaster himself, Mr. Lob Quas, has got some T-shirts, too. And, you know, we like to have you guys send in photos of what you guys are cooking. And maybe, you know, if you want to share some recipes with us, we'd love to share them on the show, give you guys some credit on those. And as my wife calls it, you know, I always enjoy looking at food porn. That's about what it is, too.
Yeah, just about. So speaking of texting and contribution from our listeners, I'll be traveling to the Houston Conroe Woodlands area in Texas next week. And if anybody has some recommendations for some like hole-in-the-wall barbecue joints, I'd love them. I know we've got a couple of listeners down there that might be able to give me the insider scoop. Maybe taking a day trip to Austin, so that would also be an area. So
you know, I need to. You know, how far is Austin from Houston?
Because about where 3 hours.
Is it 3 hours? Okay.
So I've got family in both, so we may like do a meet halfway sort of thing.
Now, if there's any way, and if Mr. Stephen Powell or Rob Bailey are listening today, they were our guests last week on the show. They are from that Texas region. Mm-hmm. Boy, it'd be nice if maybe we could find a way for you to meet up. Even Josh. Josh is down in Texas as well.
He's in Amarillo, though,
is
right?
I
think
Amarillo?
That's sort of other side.
Okay. I couldn't remember where Josh was at, but I know Josh is down in that Texas range as well.
I believe if you go to ESPN1073.com/Mid-Mo Smoke Show, we've got a gallery of the user-submitted pictures, and there are like four or five people, including Matt, Glenn, Josh. And I believe if you look at any of Josh's pictures, the caption is Josh from Amarillo.
There you go. Okay, that would explain it. Well, hey, folks, if you're tuning in here, this is a little bit different show that, today. Unfortunately, Mr. Lyle was not able to make it here today, so Colin and I are going to kind of do a little makeshift show for you today. So hopefully everything goes well for us. You know how that thing goes when you throw a monkey wrench into things. It doesn't always come out great, but I tell you, if we throw enough ingredients in there, mix it together, I think we'll be able to come up with a good recipe for today.
Certainly.
Maybe? You seemed a little hesitant on me.
I just want to make sure that we remind everyone that this first segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. You can also now pre-order your propane for the winter. Working with Peterson Oil is a blast.
See, that worked out perfect because that moves us right into our first segment. I mean, you nailed it because we want to talk about what's coming up for the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. We're kind of excited. If you've been listening lately, if you've never listened to our show before, thanks for tuning in today. You know, we are just normal people that just love to barbecue. We love to cook. We love to try different recipes. We love to try different cookers. And, you know, one of the things that Lyle's been really working on is getting new guests in here to talk about, you know, different things that they cook, different cookers that they use, competition cooking. And so if you haven't listened before, you can go back, listen to any of our shows. But we've got some great segments. We've had Rich and Bunny Tuttle on, who are in big dogs with the KCBS. Absolutely phenomenal people. You got to go out for dinner with them. I had a class I had to take, so you got to enjoy.
Yeah, certainly. They are a hoot. If you ever get the chance to go out and have some steaks with Rich and Bunny Tuttle, do not pass it up.
Was it good? Was it everything you expected it to be?
Oh, it was fantastic. The stories, and mm-hmm. It was hilarious because everyone had their phone out showing each other pictures of, oh, this is what I cooked, this is what, and it was hilarious because I think it had to do with the camera, but the color on Lyle's ribs was kind of looked a little off in the picture, and Bunny did not hesitate to say it.
Well, and that's one thing. Lyle gives a lot of credit to Rich and Bunny Tuttle for where he's at today from his cooking. We've all got to have a mentor of some ways. And, you know, Mike Spearman, Frank Cox, those guys are kind of a mentor to me. Even Nick, you know, his brother Nick got me into the barbecue. But for Lyle, it was Rich and Bunny Tuttle. And, you know, when I would visit with Lyle, he would tell me stories about Rich and Bunny. And he says they don't sugarcoat it. They're going to tell you how it is. If you don't like it, tough. They're not going to be politically correct. They're, you know, but I don't look at it as negativity. It's always constructive criticism because they want you to get better. They have a passion about barbecue like we do, and they want you to get better. You know, so they're going to tell you exactly how they feel, and from what I've heard, they have.
Right, because I feel like with as long as they've been in barbecue in general and the KCBS, they've done the whole ring around the rosy enough times to get sick of it, and just now they cut to the chase. They just don't have time for tiptoeing around yes. people's feelings, mm-hmm. and it's better to just get it out in the open and get on with it.
Well, we've had guests also in the show, Kurt from Silence of the Hams, a barbecue cooking team that's in charge with the Kingsford Charcoal. You know, we've had some great shows where we got to go to Washington, Missouri, where they had a cooking competition. We got to meet with the guys that actually won the Kansas City Royal a couple years back. You know, and so it makes it exciting because we've kind of done a little bit of partnering here. We're working with the KCBS. We're starting to, at least. And, you know, it's kind of the old, what is it?
Collaboration?
Yeah, collaboration. But I was thinking of the movie, Casablanca. It's the start of a beautiful relationship. What's that line I'm thinking of? I don't watch movies
couldn't
enough.
Tell
but
it.
That's probably too old for you.
Maybe.
But, you know, it's the start of a beautiful relationship, I think, with the KCBS. Because, you know, one of the things that we talked about was, you know, the possibilities of going to the Royal and broadcasting the show live from the Royal. And you know, getting a chance to set up interviews with some of the top cooks, you know, that are around this area. We got talked about going down to was it Lynchburg? Is that where Jack Daniels is at? Lynchburg, Tennessee.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm not a very good geography person either, apparently. But you know, but you know, they talked about going down there for their Jack Daniels thing and getting a chance to interview people. You know, Lyle's in the process of working with Tim, who is owner with Gateway Ugly Drums, who is the team captain of Shake and Bake Barbecue, which has finished phenomenally if you're in the barbecue world. I mean, that guy has accomplished some things that I would die to be able to accomplish for. You know, next week, we're not going to be live next week. We're actually going to record the show because of just scheduling conflicts. But next week, we have Shane Carney, who is with Peterson Oil and Gas, who is a sponsor of our first segment. But they're actually going to be—he's going to be in the studio, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some propane safety. Obviously, you know, I mean, that's an important thing. You know, not that long ago, was about a month ago, we had an incident in St. James where a gas leak, and you know, praise the Lord that nobody was killed in the situation, but you know, a devastating situation. So he's going to talk with us. Share a little bit about propane safety, but also he's going to talk to us about this new cooker that is going to be coming, that's going to be on the market, I believe. I know that Lyle has talked to him, so I don't know all the details on it, but I'm kind of excited to hear what he's got to say, and he's going to talk about this new propane cooker that they're going to be coming out with.
Inside secrets. Yeah, see, I think that propane safety is especially important because a lot of people, I think they underestimate it because it is pretty commonly used, and you can just buy a can at the gas station. Mm-hmm. So people don't really understand the potential for harm. And, you know, they say working with Peterson Oil is a blast, but you don't want an unexpected one.
You know, I had a friend of mine that once, you know, he'd sit there and he'd turn the gas on, leave the lid shut. Ooh. And then he'd just pop it open, throw a match in there. And when the lid blew open, it was ready.
Oh, my.
I'm like, oh, my goodness, dude, you're going to kill me.
See, I remember I just had, you know, a little butane lighter mm-hmm. and was trying to get it to go, pull down the, and you could hear the hiss of the gas coming out, but it wouldn't spark. And I'm lighting a candle that's a bit of a cylinder, so it's just filling up with gas. It finally does spark and singes the hair almost all the way up to my elbow. And that's just a little bit of mm-hmm. butane. I can't imagine you throw some propane into a few gallons worth.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen videos that just, and so it's a decent-sized explosion, and it looks kind of cool, and then it just spreads out and starts to cover everything, and people realize they're standing a bit too close.
Yeah, when you start losing your eyebrows, it's like, hey, here's your sign, pal.
Yep.
Get out of the way. So we got some exciting things that are coming up for the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm really excited. I'm excited for Lyle. Frank Cox and those guys, Smoker Builder, kind of started this show and built the show up. And then they, it's one of those things. They passed the baton on to Lyle. And, we got blessed to have Lyle. Lyle is, very passionate about his cooking, very passionate about barbecue. And for anybody that has not tried his food yet, you need to check him out. He's got his food truck. It's called Ring of Fire Barbecue. And he's located there in Sullivan. He usually sits across from Fidelity. And he also does catering, too. Mm-hmm. So, he's just a guy that's very passionate. We've had his daughter on before where she's talked about, the passionate of barbecue with both of them. Their cooking competition experiences, some ups, some downs, maybe some more downs than ups. But but that's how you learn. And that's what Lyle will tell you. I've learned by all those downs.
Certainly. Thomas Edison, he always says, I have not failed 10,000 times. I've succeeded in finding 10,000 ways that it won't work.
Bingo. Right there. See? So a lot of good things coming up for this show. I'm excited to see where the show goes, especially with the partnership with KCBS. And Rich and Bunny Tunnel, just great people. I've got a chance to visit them. I met them in Kansas City a couple weeks ago when I was in there for a couple meetings. So a lot of good things there. But today's show, like I said, it's going to be a little makeshift show here with Colin and myself here trying to fill in here for Lyle. Those are big shoes to fill, but I think we can handle it. But we're going to talk about best barbecue places in America here, and that's going to come up in our next segment. We're going to talk about that. I know vacations are probably winding down. Obviously, school starting very, very soon. And, maybe some still last-minute vacations, maybe some Labor Day vacations. We're going to share with some great restaurants across the United States that you could check out for some good old barbecue. We're also going to do our recipe of the week. Colin is going to bless us with that one. He's going to give us the recipe of the week. We'll keep you informed on what's going on in the KCBS world of barbecue competitions, who's cooking, when cooking, where cooking. And, I think we're going to have, it won't be Lyle-esque, but we're going to do our best to fill his shoes.
Best we can.
Is that possible? I'll let you think.
I'm trying to think of something real.
On that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something real philosophical to come back with.
So I will say, you guys missed out, you and Lyle both. I wanted to thank all the employees. We had we've had a good summer. It's been a great summer. Everybody's been working really hard. So I thought, I'm going to be nice. I'm a barbecue for everybody. And you know who doesn't show up, folks? The two guys that are in charge of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. And neither Lyle nor Colin show up. I did pulled pork. I did barbecue. I did smoked ribs with Yummy Tummy, of course. Oh. I did jalapeno poppers with Yummy Tummy on it, of course. We did smoked baked beans, potato salad. But the two guys that didn't show up were the two guys in charge of the smoke show. And I'm scratching my head sitting here across thinking, man, what did I do to those guys? So defend yourself.
Well, I think at this point I've shown my track record for letting things slip my mind. And it was just one of those that you would think with the more advanced heads up with things that I would be better prepared and that sort of stuff. And I should probably get into the habit of keeping a day planner or something like that. But it was just, and I was actually in Rolla. So I've gone home this last week after summer classes were done. But I came back on Wednesday to do my show on KM&R.
See?
And I was here. I just wasn't here.
Right. Hey, folks, we got to take a quick little commercial break. Don't forget, stay tuned. We're going to do the best barbecue places in America in our next segment. So make sure you stay tuned right here at ESPN 107.3. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Matt Glenn. That's Colin Fisher. We'll be right back.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Wait. I worry what you just heard was give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show right here on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3. This segment's brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And thanks for tuning in. I'm Matt Glenn, Colin Fisher, filling in here for Lyle Quas today. Mr. Quas could not make it in, so we are going to do the show here for him. He is not here, but his spirit is with us because he's sending me text messages because he's listening to the show. So I know he is with us.
I feel like he might be our most likely caller.
So we talked about, before we went to break, the best barbecue places in America. Now, I know we're getting close to the end of summer, you know, and vacations are kind of winding down for everybody. But, you know, it's still kind of interesting to find out, you know, where the best barbecue places are. And, of course, for me, the mom-and-pop places are where I like to go. I'm not, you know, I mean, when I go to travel, when we go on vacation stuff, it's not going to these big-name restaurants or anything like that. I want to go to some little hole in the wall. And to be all honest with you, the more run down it looks to me, the better the food is half the time. Because it's like they don't care what the building looks like. Their food is just so darn good.
Right. You can see where their priorities
are. Yeah, exactly. So we get this up here. It's the best barbecue places. It's from Business Insider. And, of course, you know, I can't just scroll down and look at it and go from 50 all the way down to 1. I mean, that's just dumb. I got to scroll down and find out what the number one place is because, of course, hey, I want to go there, right? Wrong. Okay, I don't know who wrote this article.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of New England.
Yeah.
And then some, you know, here's Portland, Oregon, and it's called the Spicy Spoon, and it looks to be in, like, a Chinese takeout box.
I was going to say, I saw the same one. It looked like it was Oriental. I'm like, dude, it's a barbecue thing.
There's sesame seeds on here. So
just because you pour barbecue sauce on it does not make it barbecue.
All right, let's see who wrote this, and I want to send them an anonymous email asking them their opinion of the McRib.
I'm like,
and
that's how suck.
So Scott Midori /Unsplash, whatever the heck that means.
He splashed this one right in the river because this article sucks.
Ah, no. It was Karina Pindado. Pintado.
Whatever. Pin, I don't want to read it anymore.
Pinhead?
To give you an example here, the number one place, all right, the number one place, and it's called Puna del Market in Salinas. In Salinas. All I can say is don't bring a straw with you.
Oh, no.
Don't bring a straw, because this is in California, folks. I'm sorry, but that does not look like barbecue. It looks like a prime rib sandwich is really what it looks like, and I poured barbecue sauce on it, and I threw Frito chips on it. Really?
That's not barbecue?
That is, no. No. Oh, you know what? I bet you they're barbecue-flavored Fritos. I bet you that's what it is.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, are you serious? Come on.
So they're kind of red, so yeah, that might be like a...
I think they're the little, fire ones.
Yeah, some jalapeno something or other.
It's false. This is a terrible article. All right, let's go. Number two, at least. All right, fine. Number two, I'll give you this one. This one's out of Texas.
Of course.
Give some love to our boys in Texas. Oh. Brotherton's Black Iron Barbecue, and I'm gonna butcher this name, Pflugerville?
Pflugerville? I believe that's...
Maybe Stephen Powell or Josh sort of can German give us a better...
It looks like a German pronunciation, and you usually go with all of the letters. So Pflugerville.
Pfluger?
Like Pferd is the German word for horse.
Maybe that's horse meat on there.
Hmm.
Now, it looks okay. A little too much lettuce for my likings there.
Sure.
It doesn't really say what it, okay, here it goes. It's a simple short rib sandwich. Okay, I'll give you that. That doesn't look too bad. Number three comes from Arizona. Now, I've never been to Arizona. Have you been to Arizona?
I have not. I've had family live in Scottsdale.
I've got family that came from Arizona as well. This is out of Phoenix, Arizona. It's called Little Miss Barbecue in Phoenix, and they're famous for their Little Miss Barbecue for having the juiciest brisket sandwich. Now, this looks good. It's got barbecue sauce poured over brisket sandwich with coleslaw, you know, and pickles on it. So, not bad. Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Deladur's Barbecue in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. They are known for their holy bologna sandwich, which includes grilled bologna topped with pulled pork nacho cheese. So, I can see it. It looks like a chunk of Spam down at the bottom. And then you've got the pulled pork sitting on top of it with just, you know, regular drizzled cheese over top of it. So not bad. Not okay.
You know what? When Frank Cox, this would have been back in March of 2017 when we were just starting to cross-promote the show because our first show was April 1st.
Yeah.
And so we were on the sports show with Justin. We were doing some Facebook Live just to cross-promote. He brought in ABTs, which was the first time I'd ever had that, and those were with the goat cheese, like he makes them.
Yeah.
Then he had bacon-wrapped smoked bologna chunks. They were maybe 1.5-inch cubes. And I tell you, biting into that, because it's nothing but meat, and you will never feel like more of a pure carnivore. And it's just savory, enough salty with enough sweet, and you're just sitting there, and I could have gone through a dozen of them, but I had to save them because you weren't in.
They were. Well, I had a baseball game, I believe,
right.
that night.
There was something like that, yeah. and I knew that my job was in jeopardy if I didn't save you some barbecue.
You don't have to worry about that. I, you know, that's the beauty part of it. I mean, hanging out with these guys, and I mean, there's so much barbecue food that I eat. Like I always tell everybody, I didn't get this fat by looking at food.
That was also the day he brought in pig candy. Mm-hmm. So he kind of, you know, he pulled out all the stops on that first one. And one of them, he had, like, taken a Hershey's bar and melted it over mm-hmm. it. So it was, there was the regular pig candy, which was usually mostly brown sugar. And then this other one had a nice chocolate note towards the end. And, that'd be a good way to go.
Are you okay over there?
I'm having flashbacks here.
I saw a thing on Facebook. They were doing the new s'mores. And they use bacon weave. They'd make a bacon weave and use that as a graham cracker. Now, I could go for that. I'm not a big s'more guy, but, boy, you put that bacon weave in there. Oh, nutty.
I forget what the occasion was, but I found something. It was a kind of a bizarre recipe, but the idea was you take a marshmallow and kind of try to toast it into the shape of a shot glass.
Yep.
Then you pour some Irish cream in there and just sort of take the whole thing.
Yep.
And that looked like it'd be all right.
I've seen that one as well. That looks very interesting because you do. You kind of toast it, but you pull the guts out of it.
Right.
And then you let it sit so it hardens up a little
mm-hmm.
bit. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. We got a squirrel that ran through the room. Let's go back here.
Reminds me of the wasp we had in
yeah.
one time.
Number five, once again, big shout out to our boys in Texas. Taylor's Smokehouse in Hillsboro. Famous for their smoky spare ribs. And then let's see, number six, Idaho. Does Idaho know how to barbecue?
I'm sure their potatoes are fantastic.
Well, Lunchbox Deli and Barbecue in Lewiston. This is a Philly smoked beef brisket sandwich with sauteed veggies and Swiss cheese. Looks good. Once again, I think.
See what I'm saying? Look at those fries.
Yeah. But my problem is just because you put barbecue sauce on it does not make it barbecue. I'm just saying.
True.
All right. Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. Sam's Texas Sub Shop. Texas Sub Shop in Virginia?
Interesting.
Interesting. They are known for their brisket sandwich with peppers, mushrooms, and horseradish mayo. I could do without the mushrooms.
Sure.
Horseradish mayo, awesome. I don't know if you are you a horseradish guy?
Bits and pieces. They've got a horseradish ale sauce mm-hmm. on the Bulldog Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That is
so. Yeah, I'm gonna give two loves out right now, two loves to two people in this community, in the Rolla community. If you're in the area, or you ever come to Rolla, Tater Patch,
mm-hmm.
the Bulldog Burger,
yes,
awesome, to die for.
Oh, fantastic!
Oh my goodness! I mean, this thing is huge, enormous.
I've gone out of my way before to get this thing.
Yes, that is absolutely to die for. Now the other one, and I'm gonna say it just because I said the horseradish sauce too, but I mean it's great food. Detropany's. Over in the square, in Benton Square, he has got a horseradish sauce that I just absolutely love. And you get that with one of his, it's called Being Bold Burger. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now, I'm hungry. So next one, number eight from Nevada. It is Fox Smokehouse Barbecue in Boulder City.
Now, this looks all right. There's some good bark on there.
There's very good bark on this one. Brisket and ribs with some cowboy fries and mac and cheese on the side. Now, cowboy fries, those are good. Now, Randy's Roadkill out there, he's got kind of a same similarization of that way. I think it's his loaded nachos. But he does homemade fries with mm-hmm. potatoes, and he'll do that with the baked beans on it and pulled pork and then the cheese on it and everything. It is very good.
I was at the brew house at Ballpark Village yesterday down in St. Louis. And ordered one of their appetizers is the loaded baked potato fries. So it's got the melted cheese, a little bit of sour cream on there, not too much, and then some bacon bits. And the fries are pretty well salted and whatnot. And, oh, they're good.
I tell you, that's some good stuff there.
Right. And what I love about that place is at least half of their menu items have got recommended beers that come with them. Because
yes.
it's all the... AB InBev.
It's all pairing. It's
right.
all about the pairing.
Right. So I had a delicious amber bock.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, that's the greatest thing. When you, I've been to food pairings before, and I'm telling you, they are absolutely amazing. Because when you pair the right beer with the right food,
oh yeah,
oh my goodness, the flavors. I mean, it's like a party in your mouth.
Right. I don't know if you got to hear, but we did a whole show on food pairings. It was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was an article. It was really interesting. I might share it on our Facebook page. That was. Somebody had asked 12 renowned barbecue pitmasters what beer they thought went best with their barbecue.
Interesting.
And so they would usually name like a pretty popular brand, something like Michelob or something along those lines. And then they would also usually have a local sort of mini microbrewery that, and it was amazing to see the amount of thought that was put into it. And in some cases, they talked about what beer they thought best brought out the smoky qualities, which I think is something to think about, because there are some beers that I think would really complement it well and some that would sort of interfere with it. So it's a really interesting article. So I will go ahead and share that on the ESPN Facebook page.
Put it up on our ESPN website as well on the Midmo Smoke Show. Hey, we're going to take another quick little break here. We come back. Don't worry. We're going to finish off. We're going to name the next couple. We're not going to go through the whole 50. Colin's got some nice barbecue tips for the end of the summer for you. So make sure you stay tuned right here on the Midmo Sports or Midmo Smoke Show right here on ESPN 107.3. And that's Colin Fisher. I'm Matt Glenn. We'll be right back.
The Midmo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
For weeks afterwards, there are flecks of meat in my mustache, and I refuse to clean it because every now and then, a piece of meat will fall into my mouth.
Welcome back to the Midmo Smoke Show right here on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3 or online, ESPN1073.com. I'm your host, Matt Glenn. My co-host is Colin Fisher. We're filling in here for Lau Kwas today. We're going to talk about what's going on in barbecue society, but we're going to do that in a little bit. We'll do that in the fourth segment. We're going to kind of jump around a little bit because, Lyle's not here. The boss isn't here of the show, so we're going to do whatever we want to do. So, right?
I'm sure he's squirming in his seat right now.
So we got to number eight. We're going to give you number nine and number 10. And then I got one I got to talk about, and then Colin's going to dip into a few little things for tips for barbecuing here for the end of the summer. But number nine comes out of Ohio, the state of Ohio, Midwest Barbecue and Creamery in Camp Denison.
So Creamery. Denison.
Yes. So is this like I get my barbecue and a cup of coffee with it? Or,
I'm not exactly sure, because Creamery, I'm immediately going to, you know, you got whipped cream, sour cream, yeah. Irish cream. There are some cream ales.
How come everything with you goes back to Irish cream?
Because I'm 21.
But they've got pork, barbecue pork fries at a Midwest barbecue creamery. I mean, they look good, but it's okay.
Certainly looks like something that would make a great side for like a pulled pork sandwich or something.
Mm-hmm. I would eat it. Alabama is number 10. Meat Boss in Mobile, Alabama. It's all about breakfast with barbecue brisket and scrambled eggs. Now, that looks good.
That's a good way to start your day.
Once again, this is all on businessinsider.com, best barbecue across the 50 states. The only other one I'm going to bring up, because it just doesn't sound right, Big Al's Pizzeria. Okay? Once again, it's in the Straw State in California.
Okay, so this picture is not a pizza.
No, it's not a pizza. It's ribs.
Yeah.
And they actually... I feel like I'm being trapped, like I'm being set up here or something, because they actually look good.
Spicy barbecue ribs with garlic, cheese bread, and coleslaw.
They look good. You got to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
They look very good. But just something about Big Al's Pizza, ribs,
in
California. The three of those things do not go well with each other.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but something doesn't look right. That's just me, though.
It reeks of a trap.
I know. I feel like they're sucking me in. It's like, I feel like a fish. They're reeling me in. They got the bait.
I feel like this is one of those where you're going to get finished eating, and then they're going to come up to you. Did you like it? You're like, yeah, it was fine. They're like, ha, that was tofu.
Now, we'll give some shout out. Tofu, jeez. We'll give a shout out to our boys in Kansas City, too. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. And they are famous for their ribs and pulled pork. So hopefully maybe we'll have to document that and ask Rich and Bunny about that one there. I'm not quite sure where they're at, but they're in Kansas City. And so that'll be a good one to ask them on.
Oh, here's one, number 18, Coq Namin in Durham, North Carolina. And, of course, Bull Durham comes to mind.
Oh, there you go. That was 18?
Yep.
Okay. How about Missouri finally gets some good love here. Number 24. Okay, His and Hers Barbecue in Dardini Prairie, Missouri.
Hmm.
They're treat yourself to pulled pork sliders at His and Hers Barbecue. So, interesting.
That looks all right. That is fairly reminiscent of something you could get at Super Smokers. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jeff Fitter, who was on here a couple weeks ago.
There you go. Adam's Smokehouse in St. Louis.
All right, yeah.
Yep. Drizzle, they're famous for their smokehouse ribs are drizzled with apple butter glaze. So now, to give you, you know, we did the ribs, what was it, Wednesday, when you and Lyle decided not to show up. But I cooked some ribs. And I actually, Christy, our traffic manager, had brought back some apple pie, cinnamon apple pie moonshine.
Ooh.
And I actually used that as my cook, as when I was cooking them, when I wrapped them. Oh, yeah. You want to talk about, I love pork and apple. Pork and apple just seem to go, they marry well together.
Yeah.
So, any more of these you want to bring up before we dip into something else?
I'd say if anybody wants to go through them specifically and check them all out, once again, that's on businessinsider.com. You can probably just Google Business Insider Best Barbecue, mm-hmm. and this is 2017. So,
I do want to say a reject one.
Yeah.
Number 31, Russell's Quality Food in Wilmington, Delaware. There is that no is, quality to that food.
That's just sauce on bread.
It is. I'm, you know, if you've listened to the show before, if you've cooked with me before, you know how I feel about barbecue sauce. I'm not a huge one. I do stand by Yummy Tummy because that stuff is just amazing. Mm-hmm. But that is about the only thing I will use for saucing. But I'm a firm believer. If I go somewhere and I eat this plate of food, and this is barbecued ribs with collard greens and sweet potatoes, okay? They just dumped barbecue sauce across top of this. I'm sorry, you're hiding flavor.
Right, it just looks like barbecue sauce mm-hmm. stew
yeah.
with some ribs in there. And, you know, if you've ever watched the Traeger show, and I'm not even sure where you could, I think it was on the Outdoor Channel or something like that, but they yeah. have this little animated segment called Cowboy Bob. And the way that he put it, I think is the favorite way I've ever heard it put, is sauce is a condiment, not an ingredient.
Exactly.
Use it sparingly.
Exactly.
And you know, my dad made a brisket that a total of, I think, 12 hours went into. He was smoking it real low and slow all day, and then he took it off, and then he put it in the oven for 5 hours the next day, and we had it, and it was 11 and a half pounds, and it lasted like 2 or 3 days, I think. And, oh, it was just delicious. And then, so, first off, when you're eating it, you're not putting any sauce on it. It doesn't need it. It would be sacrilegious to mm-hmm. do so. But after the second or third reheat, you throw a little bit of that Yummy Tummy. That half bottle of Inferno sauce did not last long. And, you know, it just goes so well with it. And I put it on some smoked chicken my dad did. My dad has become a bit of a smokeaholic lately, and he's just finding stuff out. And unfortunately, he was making a really good-looking pork last night, and he thinks it was the something fuel. He hadn't cleaned out some part of the smoker, and it just wasn't holding heat, so he had to take it in. Let's see, he said the fuel pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needs to clean out the fuel pot. He cleaned everything out else last weekend, but didn't get the ash out of the fuel pot, so after a couple hours with the pork, couldn't keep heat, so he had to move it into the oven. But on the plus side, the house smells amazing now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like Wednesday, the office. I mean, people were walking by. Our office just reeked of barbecue.
I was just out on the back porch, and the grill wasn't even going, but I just lifted the lid and took a whiff. Oh, mm-hmm. made my knees buckle.
So, like I said, if you want to check that out, it's Best Barbecue Places in America. It's on businessinsider.com. I think it's rigged. I don't know how California can get number one, whoever wrote this article.
Well,
you're wrong.
I looked at the author's little description here. Her name, and I don't really want to single her out, but if you have, her name's Karina
Pintado.
Pintado, yeah. And
you pinned this one wrong, kiddo.
But it said she graduated from Boston University with a BA in journalism. She's usually on her phone Snapchatting away. So I think, you know, put down the phone and
actually eat some of this stuff.
Right. Because looking at her picture, I don't think she's been to half of these places.
Probably not. Probably not.
But
so, hey, so we're going to jump in now to something else. Colin, you've got some little tips you want to share for the end of the summer barbecue season.
Yeah, so if anybody has listened to the show the past couple of weeks, anything that I usually contribute, there's this website called Delish.com, and they usually have some interesting articles, and they're interesting to say the least. No matter what, you see some stuff that might surprise you. And so this one, I just kind of went and searched for barbecue on their website and came up with this article, 10 Game-Changing Barbecue Hacks You Need in Your Life This Summer. And I will share these on the blog post as well. And the first one, I don't know if this is just common sense and I've never heard of it, or if it's a real hack, so to speak, but it says stick an ice cube in your burger patty. So the idea is that when you've got your ground beef, you stick an ice cube inside the raw meat, and what that'll do is prevent it from being overdone. And it makes sense, but I feel like if you just don't overcook your burgers, you've got this. I suppose it's a good insurance policy, but at the same time, what if that means they're underdone? Because I'd kind of err on the side of well done, because at least you're not getting mad cow disease.
That's why you need to have your own thermopen. Right. Test your temps, always.
Right. Let's see.
Go ahead, next.
Clean your grill with a raw onion, and I feel like I've heard that one before.
I don't know if I've ever...
So the onion is supposedly a natural disinfectant, mm-hmm. and probably has some sort of, you know, absorbent qualities or whatever, and they say just, you know, take a half of a raw onion, stick it on a fork, and just clean the grill with it, and get some, so the bonus is some smoky, yummy, oniony flavor in whatever you're grilling, which, especially for burgers, that sounds all right. Well, I don't care for onions on my burgers, yeah. but if a burger's been cooked in or with onions, mm-hmm. I think it tastes great.
Well, and I think even, too, getting away from the wire brushes, if mm-hmm. you can, because, I mean, I've had before where I've dug into some meat and got a little extra metal with it, and that's not always a good thing either. So,
yeah, get your iron dosage.
There you go. So, there you go. Raw onion. Next.
So, it's this was an interesting one. It said, save a trip, use a muffin tin. So, just get one of your little, you know, half dozen muffin tins, and you can put your ketchup in there, your mustard, some slices of tomato, whatever you want in there. So, that's your little condiment station, basically. And it just seemed like a clever usage of something that pretty much everyone's going to have in the kitchen anyway.
And it's a lot better use than making muffins.
I don't know. I feel like if you did some... You know what? You might be able to take the recipe of this week and throw it in a muffin tin, and it might turn into some nice little finger food.
Okay. I'm interested now to see what the recipe of the week is.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hold out so people stay tuned.
There you go. What's next?
Swap wooden skewers for rosemary twigs.
Okay.
So it says, not only is this substitution gorgeous, but the rosemary adds a herbaceous flavor to your meats, veggies, fruits, whatever. Another barbecue hack is to just skewer everything in sight and throw it on the grill.
Okay.
Let's see. Lay down some lemons. This appears to be on salmon, so that seems like a pretty common sense one. And this last one.
I like the. I'm hoping you're doing this one. Go ahead.
Who needs matches when you have Doritos? And there is a picture of, you know, about a dozen Doritos on the ground on fire. And it's not, you know, the extra bold spicy Doritos. It appears to just be regular nacho cheese, but they have conflagrated. And so there have been rumors on the internet apparently about Doritos being flammable. And if you're out of matches, I don't know if this contributes to flavor or it really is just a super ghetto way to start a fire, but...
I've heard of it before, but oh my goodness gracious, to actually see it, I mean, it could be Photoshopped, I guess. I don't know.
I can't imagine why one would go through the trouble of that. I suppose I want to do an experiment and see how the different flavors work, because, you know, is Cool Ranch harder to burn?
I wonder if you could throw those in with your smoker and give you that Dorito smoke.
Yeah. I feel like Taco Bell needs to capitalize on this.
Hey, we got to take another quick little break. Don't forget, stay tuned. Colin's going to give us our recipe of the week. We're still going to take care of and let you know what's going on in the KCBS world as well. So make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to Mid-Mo Smoke Show right here on ESPN 107.3 or online, ESPN1073.com. I'm Matt Glenn. We'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
The whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage, balloon up to 600 pounds, and die of a heart attack at 43, you can. You are free to do so. To me, that's beautiful.
Welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Matt Glenn. And this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply of Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. I got a big deal going on now through October 31st. If you're looking for Milwaukee tools, make sure you stop in Wind Supply of Rolla, located on 20 Drive in Rolla. Now it's time to name or do our recipe of the week, which is brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. I will tell you, that is the only stuff that I cook with. It is phenomenal. I've got Tony Frolick cooking on it as well now. It is just great lump charcoal if you're looking for any. And he's going to be one of our guests coming up here in the fall, I believe. He's going to come in and do the show with Lyle, and he's going to talk a little bit about how their lump charcoal gets made and what you need to look for when you're purchasing your next bag of lump charcoal. But now it is going to be Colin Fisher giving us our stuffed cornbread recipe.
Yeah, so from Thrillist.com, it's got food and drink, travel, entertainment, cities, videos, all sorts of stuff, so check them out. But it's smoked stuffed cornbread, and I believe it was Mike Pig Daddy Spearman's wife who had the, you know, best cornbread of the smoker builder crew, and anytime cornbread was brought up, it was deferred to her. But I will go ahead and read off the ingredients to this so that you can get a sense for what is in it. And if you'd like to see the exact instructions, I'll be posting the recipe and a link to the Thrillist.com. Check it out. So we will move on with the ingredients here. So it's a pound of smoked pulled pork, which is a great start. 1.5 cups of yellow cornmeal. 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour. 3/4 teaspoons of salt. 3/4 teaspoon of baking soda. 1.5 tablespoons of minced green onions, spring onions in parentheses, 3 eggs, 1.5 to 2 cups of buttermilk, 3/4 cups melted butter. You could probably round that up to a whole cup.
Butter.
Butter is better. 1.5 cup of shredded pepper jack cheese or cheese of your choice. I imagine you could just make your own blend of as many cheeses as you'd like. 3 grilled charred jalapeno peppers. 3 grilled charred habanero peppers seeded before dicing.
You're so talking, you're just making my mouth water.
Certainly. So, you know, I imagine you're going to be stuffing all this together. And this image, it looks pretty darn good. You know, you can omit or add, I bet you could throw some bacon in there.
I was just going to say, you had everything you needed but the bacon.
Certainly. So, stuffed cornbread certainly makes for an interesting side, or I imagine if you're just having a little, like, party or whatever, this could be decent little finger food, depending. And I think, you know, throw this in a muffin tin, maybe rework some of the temperatures and whatnot. I'm not exactly sure how that math goes, but you could make some little cornbread, stuffed cornbread muffins.
Oh, yeah. We've had them out at the gathering before. Guys, I can't remember if it was a guy from Florida or a guy from Pennsylvania. I can't remember. One of them, though, they made cornbread, and we cooked it in the smoker, and, oh, man, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that you can get these recipes or any of our recipes online. Just go to ESPN1073.com, go to Midmo Smoke Show link, and you can download any of the recipes, listen to any of our shows right there from your computer. Now let's take a look here. We wrap the show up here. We're going to get this segment, or we're going to talk about what's going on in the KCBS world, which is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. It's not just land, it's lifestyle. See available properties at landleader.com. Going on this weekend is the Lori Hillbilly Barbecue in Lori, Missouri. That's going on here today, or yesterday and today. You've got Taste of the Ozark Backyard Only in Warsaw, Missouri. That is as well going on yesterday and today. The Red, White, Blue, and Q, presented by Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. That's going on this weekend. And these are, like I said, all KCBS events. And I'm noticing you got dollar marks on those.
So what I've noticed when I was going through the KCBS events page was that most of these had a prize amount listed.
Okay, so these are the payouts.
Right. So that's the...
Wow.
Right. And there were a couple that are coming up. One was 10 grand.
Wow. So you're telling me you can get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we'll go back here. That Lori Hillbilly Barbecue, the payout is $6,700. Taste of the Ozarks in Warsaw is $1,000.
And that's a backyard-only competition.
Yeah. might have a chance. Red, white, blue, and Q is $5,000. You've got, now, those are all going on right now. So obviously, if you're listening to us, you're probably not there. So you missed out. But don't forget, there are cooking competitions going on next weekend. And this is going to be in Winston, Missouri, Smoking Trackside Barbecue Bash. And that's going on next weekend, and that's a $4,000 payout.
Also on that Winston event, mm-hmm. Rich and Buddy are the KCBS reps for that event.
Oh, nice.
So if you can track them down, go say hi, tell them the Midmo Smoke Show sent you.
There you go. So that's going on in Winston, Missouri. That's called the Smoking Trackside Barbecue Bash. You've got the Route 66 Barbecue Throwdown in Springfield going on next weekend. That's a $5,000 payout. And then also the third annual Chillin' and Grillin' for the Boys in Blue Marine. And that's in Illinois, I believe. And that's going on next weekend. And that is a St. Louis Barbecue Society. And that is a $5,500 payout. So those are your upcoming events that are going on. Once again, brought to you by Living the Dreams Outdoor Properties. It's not just land, it's a lifestyle. See available properties at landleader.com. And Colin, it's hard to believe, but our show is rounding up. It is getting close to being over. As today's show is also brought to you by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. As we get ready to wrap things up, don't forget, next week's show will be a recorded show. Shane from Peterson Oil will be in, and him and Lyle are going to do the show earlier in the week just because of, you know, scheduling conflicts. But he will be in, and they're going to talk about propane safety tips for you. And then also Shane's going to share a little information on a grill, I believe, that's going to be coming out. That's a new propane style grill. He's going to talk about as well, you know, about their propane services. So if you're one of those that has gas for heat this year, they've got some great programs that are going to be coming up where you can prepay ahead of time, lock in your prices now, so that way you're not paying the high prices or anything if the market changes by any ways. But Shane will be in here from Peterson Oil next week with Lyle to do the show with you as well, Colin. But as like I said, we get ready to wrap things up. You got anything you want to share before we close it off?
Well, a bit local, but in Eureka, so I might be checking this out today. It, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. this, well, right now, mm-hmm. is the Route 66 Barbecue Blast. Get your licks on Route 66, the Barbecue Blast in Eureka, Missouri. It's a great food, beer tent, kids activities, cooking demonstration, and Doctors of Vegas.
Well, hey, it's time to wrap things up now here at the Midmo Smoke Show. It's heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. I'd like to thank Colin for filling in here with me today here for Lyle. Don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast of this show. Just go to our website, ESPN1073.com, click on Programming and Midmo Smoke Show. I'm Matt Glenn. Thanks for joining us. Until next week, we'll smoke you later.
To the Midmo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.